Sunday, November the 10th.
Welcome to this Burlington Audio Podcast. We hope you will be encouraged and inspired in your faith as you listen to this message. We'd love to hear what you think. Please be in touch with us through the website. More information and many more podcasts are all at burlingtonbaptist.org.uk. Thanks for listening.
We're going to do things a little bit differently this morning in a number of ways, particularly to highlight the invitation that the scriptures always give us to remember. The scriptures talk about writing books of remembrance or setting up recollection that God has been with us at different stages and at different moments, and especially on this day, Remembrance Sunday, that God is with us in and through difficult times. So I've asked a few of our members to reflect on a song of remembrance, a song that helps them anchor themselves in the present because of God being with them in the past. And Margaret's going to kick us off. Thank you.
Good morning. The song I've chosen is one that we used to sing at the Billy Graham campaigns. I don't know. I'm sure some of you have been to those. The first one I went to was 1955. And that was in Glasgow. and we were just waiting for somebody to sing. What George Beverly Shea, I think his name was. He came up and he started singing, "How Great Thou Art." It was amazing that the atmosphere in the football ground. When we came to the verse, I hear the mighty thunder. As he sang those words, right on the word of thunder, there was the most terrific clap of thunder that just echoed all around the stadium, you know. And it was so amazing. Everybody stopped. The singer had to start again from the beginning. And I always think of that when I sing that song. I love it so much. I want it at my funeral. Whenever that'll be. I've got to wait till I'm 100 to get a card from the king. that's all I've got to say about it, really. It's just, and every time I hear thunder, of course it comes back to me. Okay, thank you.
Great job. And I'd just like to invite you. We're going to pause till after 11 o'clock before we sing that hymn, so we don't need to interrupt it. But just pause for a moment. As you think back, where does God take you when you think of a moment? Do you know actually in that moment, whatever else was going on, I knew that God was with me? Let's pause for a moment with that thought. And as you recollect that thought, that moment, those moments, the song or the word or the picture or the feeling that recreates for you that memory. In that moment, God was with me. In that moment, God was faithful. In that moment, I heard his voice. In that moment, My faith came alive in a fresh, a new, a different way. And then we begin to thank God with a sense of gratitude that God was with me in that moment so that he can be with me in this moment. I knew his faithfulness at that time so I can know his faithfulness in this time. The God who was with me there is with me now. And we renew our trust in him. We reclaim his promises. Our soul begins to sing again. And so we remember, because it informs not just our present, but our future. We remember, because in our remembering, we make decisions and frames of reference for the journey ahead. And so for our nation and for many parts of the world that will remember today, may it change and shape and renew promises and hope for the future. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we say so many times at this particular moment in our church's yearly cycle, as we say many times in the cycle of our nation and in a sense the global journey, we pause to remember with fresh clarity and understanding, if we need it, the tragedy and the horror and the scale of war. It was just over 100 years ago when we went to war on a scale that the world hitherto had never ever seen before. Despite its horror, unbelievably, we went to war again 2 decades later, and more recently been striving for peace and justice in various parts of the world. And today is about giving thanks to people who paid the ultimate price for the freedom and the prosperity, the peace and the security that we enjoy. And to remember not just nameless faces, but remember people from this church, from this community, young men that were part of the Burlington family that left this kind of gathering to go to war, and as the plaque on my left, your right, reminds us, were never to return. As many people who experienced the horror of that period of time are no longer with us, it's important that we recollect the memory of some of that horror. My most abiding memories will always be of men and women at the end of their lives trying to make sense of such awful tragedy. For some, such dark valleys caused them to trust and to depend on God like never before. It shaped their faith in countless ways, but for others, it robbed them of faith. It brought them to a place of belief that there was no longer a God that loved and cared. For everyone, their lives were forever changed. And so we're going to stand with our nation now and remember all those who died at war. Let's stand. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Most gracious God and Father, in whose will is our peace, turn our hearts and the hearts of all to yourself. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to be peacemakers in our ordinary everyday lives, to be unifiers in our communities, neighborhoods, friendships, and families, to be those who champion mercy and justice, for those who work for righteousness and truth. And to that end, we pray for leaders around the world, for all those with influence and power at whatever level. May they have great wisdom and mercy and justice. And may justice flow like rivers and righteousness like a never-failing stream. And so we pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So let's sing of a God that put a song in our hearts, a God who put a song in Margaret's heart, the song of salvation that goes around the world. Then sings my soul. We're going to continue our journey together. I hope you're already thinking in the back of your mind, or even in the forefront of your mind, well, what would be the song that would capture a moment for you? Val's going to come and share with us now. When asked that question, what's the song? We'll sing her song in a minute, but we're going to listen to Val. All of the sisters are coming. Welcome to you. Some have come near and some have come far. You're very welcome.
And everybody, as some of you know, I just want to welcome my sister from America here and my sister Jenny.
This is my home.
As some of you know, my dear mum has had to give up her home recently as she needs 24-hour care. It has hurt her very much as she's lived in the house for 77 years. We've had lots of sorting out to do. We have found lots of things from the past. Two of the things we found were Mum and Dad's wedding announcement in the February 1945 church news. We also found Mum's certificate of when she became a member in 1954. I was 6 years old when Mum got baptised, and I can remember sitting up in the right in the gallery up there watching her be baptised. Mum has been a church member for 70 years and also attended Sunday school with her family. Mum has told me stories of all those years. I have been coming to Burlington for over 70 years. I have lots of happy memories of all the people who have helped me in all those years, some of them mentioned in the newsletter before I was born. Betty Brown was my Sunday school teacher. Marjorie Percy and Marjorie Garnham were my girls' brigade leaders. I have fond memories of Mabel Mullinger teaching me how to make a bed for one of my GB badges. Mabel and Betty Brown were also support ladies in my baptism. Chris and Lou Dyer helped me a lot in the youth club. Bob and Karen Hill in their house group. There were many more who helped me in my journey at Burlington. Without the help of all those dear people God provided for me, I would not have been here today. I can't praise God enough for all his goodness and faithfulness to me and my family. So I have chosen the hymn, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided.
I'd love you just to capture a moment of where God, through his Holy Spirit, has been taking you already this morning. What are you thinking about, and what are you conscious of? What is the Spirit of God awakening in you about the journey that he's had you on and the things that he's led you through and where he has shown up and what he has done? I'd like to invite you in a few moments to think about your first communion, whatever shape or context or moment that was. The first time you took bread and wine and it did something, maybe because it was the first time you'd done it, or maybe because for some reason in that moment it meant more than it had meant before. What's that moment that comes to your mind as you think about bread and wine? And so before we get to our remembrance, Linda's going to come. She's going to share her song for this moment. Then we'll sing and then we'll share bread and wine together. Linda, thanks so much.
Good morning. I returned to faith about 18 years ago at Biggleswade Baptist Church in Bedfordshire. I remember asking the minister at coffee sometime after my baptism, what happens when I screw up? Will he let go of me? He said, imagine that he has a fireman's hold on you, which is like this. And he said, if you let go with one hand, you are still held with the other. At times I know that I have let go. Recently, my daughter's health issues have made me realize that I have been stripped bare. I have no defenses. All I have is my faith, which I have neglected. This song reminds me of how grateful I am that he has not let go of me.
And this is the ultimate moment, isn't it, of remembrance that he's not let go of Linda or us, where we acknowledge that it's not a question of if we screw up, but when. It's not a question of whether we will, but what happens next and where we find God out of the reality that we haven't been all that we should have been, could have been, or wanted to be. And on that note of faithfulness, Helen's going to come and share with us before we sing our final hymn.
As some of you will know, my husband has had very poor mental ill health for many years, which have caused a lot of concern, anguish, pain, and difficulties for us both. Over the years, three or four hymns and songs have been very important to me, encouraging me and being able to be offered as a prayer when I have had none of my own. One of them is, I will trust in you alone, which is based on Psalm 23. Another one is, Father, I place into your hands the things that I can't do. And there's been lots of things that I couldn't do over the years. And for this, I have Jesus. And that's quite a new one, but it really speaks to me. But it's great is your faithfulness, O God, my Father, which is the one that has been with me through all the years. and continues to encourage me even now as we both encounter physical ill health and difficulties. There are several lines or words in this hymn which have encouraged me so much and continue to do so. The ones that are particularly dear to me are strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. And sometimes that bright hope is going to be our time when we come to be with Jesus. But it's still there, held out in the future. Not only have these words encouraged me to keep going, but also to look for all the blessings I have, even in the dark, difficult times we have had. Whatever the situation has been like, there have always been blessings to be found and rejoiced over. God has always been there and given me strength for each day. And there is always and will always be bright hope for tomorrow, that things will get better, however dark and bleak they seem at the time. The other words that have so encouraged me are in verse 1. Great is your faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with you. You change not, your compassions they fail not. As you have been, you forever will be. Whatever I do, however I feel, however angry I get, however many times I fail God and turn away, he never changes. He's always compassionate, always loving, and waiting to welcome me again. It's this which has kept me going, kept me loving, kept me encouraging, and kept me believing. Life has been difficult, challenging, dark, and cheerless at times, and continues to be that way even during some days now. But God is my light and my strength for each day. He is my bright hope for tomorrow. This hymn keeps turning me back to praise too, when perhaps praise is the furthest thing from my mind and heart. I have been amazed at the time this hymn seemingly appears randomly at some of the most difficult times, reminding me of God's promises. Singing these words reminds me of God's faithfulness to me over the last 77 years, especially the last 35 to 40, which have been so difficult, and his bright hope for the future, whatever it may hold. And there are some verses that I'd like to read from Lamentations, which this hymn was written from, but which really speak to me. The thought of my suffering is bitter beyond words. I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him.
And so let's stand and sing on that note.